I'm joined in the studio by Shauna and Marlene, who are going to tell me about the good news making headlines around the world, which is quite refreshing considering all the bad news we've been hearing from the US and everywhere else constantly. So take it away, guys.
All right, so we have the $2 million drought support. Australians have dug deep and donated more than $2 million to drought relief as part of the Hey Mate, Buy a Bale concert and telethon. From Tamworth, Channel 9 televised the concert, which featured performances from Aussie artists like John Farnham, John Stevens, Daryl Braithwaite, and the Veronicas. Profits from the event will go to the Rural AIDS Buy a Bale program, which aims to deliver hay and other essential items for farmers who have no feed left for their livestock. It's an amazing effort.
Yay, $2 million. That's awesome. That was recently. When was that? Do you know when the concert was? Recently.
It was last night.
Oh, it was literally last night. Okay, there you go. Wow, that's fantastic.
$2 million, a very generous lot.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, there you go. Woohoo! Good news.
And more if I get a good incentive, a really good idea to help the homeless. In San Jose, homeless people will be paid $15 an hour to pick up trash in hotspots. It's a start. So in San Jose, it's home to some beautiful architecture and brilliant art. However, on the flip side, parts of the city are full of litter and debris, ruining its aesthetic and the environment. So now the city is launching a new effort to clean up dirty parts of the town, and it'll help dozens of homeless people get back on their feet at the same time. So this will start off in November and will pay more than 25 homeless residents at least $15 an hour to pick up the trash at more than 40 hotspots around the city.
Right.
Yeah.
What do we think of that? We're talking about this before and how it's kind of hazy, you know, as you're paying homeless people to pick up the trash. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a great incentive. But.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of, it reminds me of in Berlin where picking up plastic water bottles and beer bottles is a massive thing, and they go around with trolleys and you leave out your bottles and they'll take a beer bottle out of your hand and they'll put it into their trolley and they'll put it into the container deposit scheme and they'll get 10 or 20 cent back. So it's something that really helps them in a way. So it can be a bit of a grey area, but it's something.
It's
true.
Something to feed them.
It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah,
of course.
Okay, and we've also got, this week, Starbucks has opened their first U.S. sign language store in Washington. So the store is run by deaf, hard of hearing, and hearing employees, all fluent in American Sign Language. The customers can sign for their espresso, point to the menus, or write on the tech pad at the register. The store also has lower tables and low glare surfaces to increase visibility of hand movements. Their store also features artwork from deaf artists, and every week they have a sign. Every week they've got a sign to learn. Starbucks was inspired by the first signing store that opened in Malaysia in 2016. The shop is located around the corner from the Gallaudet University, the world's only university designed for deaf and hard of hearing students.
Wow. That's fantastic.
I think that's
Starbucks.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, using their money for something.
Yeah, exactly. They're such a massive conglomerate.
They are.
Wow, sign language store. I mean, do you think we'll start seeing more of them everywhere? That's something I haven't even, considered.
Yeah, I'm sure it will snowball into other countries.
I hope so, yeah. I mean, started in Malaysia, there you go.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Great news.